Oh, hey, there we are.
Hello there.
Welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. It's Monday night. We're drinking an oddly flavored French toast beer.
French toast framing hammer by Jack's Abbey.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's fine. I just want the one.
Yeah. Maple forward. Like you said, they don't hide the syrup.
Yeah. It's Baltic porter with cinnamon, vanilla, and maple syrup.
All right. Anyway.
It's fine.
Much like this movie.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't know why people love this one so much.
I can see what they love. Like, the fighting scenes in this are pretty dope.
Yeah. The monster on monster action is top notch.
Pretty badass. It is the weird other movie that we're subjected to.
Yeah.
This is like an HBO Thursday Night Prime movie that Godzilla happens to show up in.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
I don't think that I ever need to see a Godzilla movie with a spy subplot ever again.
Yeah, an industrial, like, assassin subplot.
Yeah.
Again, fresh out of, like, a cheesy 80s action movie. Like,
for sure.
Like, I feel like we could have done this movie on Defenestration Hour. Like, if you, like, just take, you know, Godzilla out, it's no different than any other movie that we watch.
No, it's not. But also, like, okay, so you want to have a spy or like an assassin in your movie? Make him look like a little intimidating. I know for a fact I could beat that guy to death. just unload on that guy and fucking murder him.
Wispy Japanese Ellis from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Bengali Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
All right. That comes from the Feral Goth Mama. That's a lot.
Yeah. He looks like Kenny Loggins.
No, he looks more like Freddie Mercury, you know, in the late 80s.
Yeah. And then the X2 or the X or whatever you want to call it, the most useless piece of fucking equipment in all.
Oh, the X2? Yeah.
Yeah. If I were a Japanese taxpayer, I would be fucking furious every time I saw this thing fucking.
Yeah.
It does nothing.
No,
ever.
No.
It amuses Godzilla for about 5 minutes and then he destroys it.
Yeah.
And like.
Every time.
And there's like a billion Japanese yen just down the fucking tube every time. Oh, he's melting the heat mirror, huh? Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. The thing is such a piece of shit.
Yeah. I felt like I was missing a lot by, like, not seeing whatever movie was, like, directly in front of this.
Godzilla 85, I believe.
Okay. But I realized, like, this is the era where, like, these movies are actually, like, a series of movies.
Yeah. This one, the next in the series is Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
And then the one after that is Godzilla and Mothra, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, they expect you to have seen that fucking movie. They really do. But I guess you could come into this cold, but it's not going to be great. Like, and I think that's what my problem was. Like, right out of the gate, I was, like, lost. Like, oh, he fell into a volcano.
Yeah.
And they're scraping cells. What the fuck happened?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, they don't give you what happened. Like, okay, just give me some, like, fucking. Show me some of the hits.
There was a little bit of a montage in the beginning. Like, you saw him falling into the volcano. Like,
You saw him wrecking Tokyo and then falling into the volcano. Like, you don't see any of, like, the. What happened to cause that? You know,
yeah.
Like. Was it, like, fucking Anguirus' revenge or what? Like,
I don't think there was another kaiju in that movie.
He just tripped and fell in a volcano?
Maybe the X actually did something for once and lured him in.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been the X, because I think this is the one that introduces the X2.
This is the X2, yeah.
But, like...
Sorry, go ahead.
I just, like, this movie is, like, awesome and terrible at the same time. Like, yeah. There are, like, all of the monster stuff, amazing.
They got so right. And then...
Everything else is so bad.
Fucking... And then there's another, like, movie in here... With a psychic girl who mm-hmm. connects with Godzilla, and then, like...
Yeah, and well, she carries on through the rest of the... I never remember the era of this.
Heisei? I think, yeah.
Heisei?
Yeah. That or no, era. This might be...
No, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Sure, yeah.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the 85, I think, on, right?
It's like 85 to 90-something.
Yeah.
Because, actually, I think it's up to 2000, because then it's
millennium. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fucking assassin.
Fucking guy. You got a fucking... Ugh.
He looks like one of the bad guys in Lethal Enforcers. That fucking old arcade game, like the old Dirty Harry game.
See, I was thinking Narc. You remember Narc?
Narc, yes! Yeah, yeah!
But he's got a fucking assault rifle with a scope on it. What the fuck is that?
That is some Call of Duty shit right there, is what that is. Fuck. That's Loadout 4, is what that is.
Oh my god. Yeah. I can see why people like this if they're looking past the human story.
Yeah.
Because you look at the gut, look at his fucking arms, dude. Look at them. Where are they?
Looks like Jason Mantzoukas with polio. Apologies to all the people who are soon going to have polio again.
Yeah. You should probably listen to your doctors. Yeah. Oh, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, like, all the monster stuff is really good. The science-y... You know, let's create a monster stuff. Awesome. Love that. Here for that. I do not need a psychic character. I do not need the assassin character.
I think there's a way you can make the assassin thing work, but definitely not with the assassin that they picked. Yeah. But you can completely cut out the psychic girl. Like, I don't understand what that brought to this story. Like...
Nothing.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if it was me or what, but, like, the story itself was hard to keep track of.
I started tuning out a little bit in the middle, but again, like, once the monster fights would come back, I'm like, oh, all right, this is the shit I want to see.
There needed to be a lot more monster fights.
Yeah. Yeah, another kaiju in this would have been good. Or even just more Biollante, like another form or something. Like,
yeah. Well, no, I like the amount of Biollante that was in it, right? Because like it,
yeah.
It first comes out and like it's just this like awesome silhouette of it standing in the water, right? Like,
yeah.
It looks.
Fucking it does look dope. Pretty cool. That big giant thing, just you can tell it's a dude in a suit with his arms out.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks awesome. Like it's got that. It's got that silhouette that just looks menacing and imposing. And then you've got that. It's set up. You know that that's going to pay off later.
Yeah.
What we needed more of, I think, was Godzilla, like, being a fucking menace. Because he's... There's not enough Godzilla in this Godzilla movie.
Yeah. And that is true, now that I think about it.
And I know that they you know, you can use him sparingly as an effect.
But I think this is a little too sparingly.
This needed more monster.
Because, yeah, I mean, like, other than the... Now that I'm thinking about it, other than the scenes, like, where he's fighting Biollante, you get, like, that one scene where he's kind of walking down the river through, I forget what city they're in, Osaka, maybe?
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it. That's really it.
I mean, he does some destruction. He does a little bit of the monster thing.
There's also that one really bad shot It's almost like the shot in the original one of him behind the mountain, like next to the city.
Oh God, yeah,
yeah.
Big dumb googly eyes.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in like that in this one too.
I gotta tell you, man, like the monster stuff looks great. The special effects everywhere else in this were like not good. And I don't know if it's just like I know what I'm looking at and looking for.
Yeah. Well, I, like,
it's just like it didn't work.
The like the scenery and stuff, like how did they make scenery like more believably like, you know, in the 60s and 70s than they do in this one? Like everything just looks like a goddamn Power Rangers set, basically.
The miniatures look like miniatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
the buildings, like you could just tell they're facades. They're not like real buildings. There's no character to them, you know?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, that is kind of shitty. Like,
yeah.
This is one of my favorite Godzilla designs. Like, this is the one, like, when I really first started getting into Godzilla was, like, in this era.
Oh, this head design?
Yeah.
Is my favorite.
That actually is the first Godzilla figure I ever bought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the 90s Godzilla one.
God damn.
I bought that at, the fuck was the name of that convention at RPI?
Oh, Genericon.
Yeah. I was not a fan.
I always heard it was rad if you were there just like just to be a fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I might have told this story before. The last time I ever went there, I'd been getting press passes to go there.
Yeah.
And like I spent the entire day in the press room. I don't think I actually went to the floor once. Just like sitting in the press room, like eating the free snacks, like waiting for my wife to like finish shopping.
Yeah.
I think I maybe got like one or two interviews with people.
Jesus Christ.
And I just like, I'm so done with this fucking convention.
Press room, you say?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That could be useful at other cons.
Or I don't know if it's like a thing anymore. Like,
it could be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Hydrate. I gotta drink the syrupy beer. Like, try to get to the better beer.
Maple beer up.
It is like drinking pancakes.
Yeah, the more I drink it, the less of a fan I am.
I told you, once and done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad I'm able to say I tried it.
Here's the fucking assassin.
There's Diddy.
Avoid baby oil.
Oh, God.
What else is there to say about this? I mean, like, the monster scenes are awesome. The fighting is awesome.
I will tell you straight up, I hated listening to these characters speak English.
Yes! Fucking yes!
Yeah, it was bad.
The one scene we just passed, where the doctor, the
professor, does not speak English. You can tell he's just reading a script translated.
Yeah. It's like that fucking Dave Foley, like, Kids in the Hall sketch. Like, oh, I don't speak English. You might think I speak English, but I have just memorized this sentence. Like,
yeah, 100%.
The scene where it's the doctor and the one, like, Arab businessman talking to each other.
So bad.
Neither of them, you know, English is their first language, and they're both speaking English to each other horribly.
Why?
Yeah.
Pick Spanish. I don't give a fuck.
Seriously.
It was kind of pissing me off, though, because, like, when they were speaking English, I didn't have English subtitles.
Yeah.
So
I do a little extra work.
Yeah.
What the hell is emote only chat?
What?
I don't
know.
What
the hell is emote? Monique did redeemed 700 points to give us emote only chat.
Oh, maybe people can only speak in emotes from now on.
Am I no longer emojis. Allowed to type?
Seems like you can just do emojis. I don't think it puts a hard limit. I think it's like a, hey, this is what you should do now.
Right, that's what I mean. She's trying to silence me.
Yeah. Yeah, shut the fuck up. She's just using points.
Right. Did we get another hydrate? Mother... Oh, it's the same one.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. Distract. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to get done with that beer a whole lot faster, so...
Oh, that is another one, isn't it?
Oh, that's the same one.
All right. All right.
Just no, there is two.
Motherfucker.
So there are two.
Killing us, TJ. Well, he's also helping us get rid of these fucking syrupy-ass beers.
He's also watching us on two locations to pad our numbers. That's why I said, you're my boy, Blue.
I mean, he's not killing us. We're killing us.
Sure.
But,
should we just get to the ratings already? We're at 21 minutes.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Because, there isn't much to say about it. Like, it's not too deep. I mean, not that any Godzilla movies are deep outside of, like, Minus One and Shin Godzilla, maybe. Like,
yeah, they're very deep. The original is very deep.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut that one short. But, like, this is just very, like, shallow. There's not much to it other than what's on the surface.
There's not much, in terms of, like, what they're doing with the monsters, it is pretty shallow. I do like that they're trying to develop, like, characters outside of the monsters.
Yeah.
Like, if they did it really, really well and maybe just focused on the psychic part of it, you've got a way better movie. Like, get rid of the assassin. Totally unnecessary. I don't need human action sequences.
Yeah.
I don't need it. I have giant fucking monsters.
That is true.
You're gonna compete with Godzilla in terms of an action sequence?
Yeah.
With a fucking car chase? Get the fuck out of here. Okay. What Godzilla can't do on his own is a weird, kooky, psychic subplot. Okay.
Yeah.
Have her be linked.
That's something he could be vulnerable to. Like, yeah, you know?
Have her be linked to kaiju. Like, a bunch of them. Okay. Cool. Like, for whatever reason, she can see them coming, and she can connect with them. Like,
anyone can see them coming for $10.99 a month on Kaiju Fans.
Oh, fuck!
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Buckets. Yeah. No. It just. It needs to just get rid of some dumb shit and then execute better on the cool shit.
Yeah, the shit that's left behind.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
we can rate this. Let's throw some ratings down. I'm gonna go 25% like set like 25% of this movie over again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, fucking. Oh, it's a 5.5.
This is not. We're not that far off.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go flat 6, just because like I definitely want to watch this again. Not for any of the fucking human parts for sure.
No, but like that Biollante fight was fucking dope.
Where yeah, like he's just like, you know, pushing through Godzilla's hands with his vines
like,
and shit.
He was like biting chunks off and slime was going all over the fucking place. Like the fight is awesome. It just doesn't carry the movie.
Yeah. Even like the first time he encounters him he only encounters like the giant form like the one time, but like
yeah.
When they're fighting in the ocean and like he's just fighting all the fucking tendrils and shit, like that's awesome too.
Yeah.
So I want to put it solidly over the rewatch line because I do really want to watch those monster scenes again.
Yeah.
But holy fuck, this fucking cheesy 80s action movie they snuck in here is like,
yeah,
could really do without a lot of this shit.
Yeah. It's pointless. It's fluff.
I want to say like, this was the first new kaiju, I think since like Gigan, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, Godzillaverse kaiju anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And it is a fucking, I will say it's a cool monster design.
I love Biollante.
Yeah.
Like, all about it. All about it. Like the towering, you know, like statuesque version early on, with like the rose head. Great. Looks awesome. I love, like I said, the fucking silhouette that it cuts.
Yeah.
Standing in that water. Amazing. And then when it evolves and turns into the actual fucking monster, fucking monster's awesome too.
Yeah. I love that it's so much bigger than Godzilla.
Yeah.
Not and, only like in just, height, but in like width. It's just everywhere.
But
like,
it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's a nasty boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's all teeth and spikes and tentacles.
Yeah, and poison, like, spraying poison. When was Eric Trump born?
Oh, I don't know if we want that one said out loud on air, but I do love it.
Yeah, we'll get sent to the reassignment camps, but who gives a shit?
Because that's so fucking good.
Oh, TJ, like, yeah, I mean, Space Godzilla was kind of lame, but is an awesome design. You got to give it
hippie
like,
crystal Godzilla. Think about it. You get hippie
Space Godzilla looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have hippie plant, you know, Godzilla. And you got hippie crystal Godzilla, like fucking the live, laugh, love era of fucking Godzilla.
Jesus Christ!
I'm surprised there wasn't a wine monster. Like, oh no, the beast from Planet Pilates is fucking attacking.
Oh my god. Oh no, it's a giant Chick-fil-A sauce.
Live, laugh, lobotomy. Okay.
Ours is live, laugh, lycanthropy.
We have to design a new one of those.
Yeah, that one was... It was underwhelming, let's say.
We were just starting out.
Yeah.
It was like our second sticker ever, I think.
I think it was.
It might have even been the first.
No, the logo was the first.
Yeah. But... Well, we gotta make like, a new and improved
second
one.
Or third. We've upped our sticker game, okay?
I did just order. We're completely off the rails, but it's fine. We don't get much
else. Oh, that's fucking new.
Yeah, I did just order new lighters too with a new design.
Sick.
I took one of the designs from the Christmas party posters, the one with like the fucking like witch things dancing around the fire and the big skeleton.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's gonna look awesome.
Sick. You ready for trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
Let's do some fucking trivia. Oh, this is relevant to your past. You can buy cloves on Amazon.
I literally have not smoked a clove in probably... 25 years easily.
Yeah, we found this out last night when somebody impulse bought them.
Let me guess who that was.
Not me.
Yeah. That tracks. That tracks. I see you. Yeah, I've smoked the shit out of cloves. Yeah.
She goes, buy now, not even in the cart.
Just, yep. DeJarms, were they DeJarms? Yeah. They still make DeJarms. All right.
It's like four flavors. Yeah. Cherry, which is the one she really wants.
Yeah.
But there's also like an emerald, which you know is menthol.
Yeah. Emerald. Yeah. The official fucking smoke of high school.
Yeah. High school goth kids. Because they're black.
Oh, that is so much less fucking maple syrupy.
I would hope so. Otherwise, there's something really wrong.
It's like cutting through the maple syrup that's already fucking in my mouth.
All right. You ready for trivia?
Now we're ready for trivia.
After filming was complete, the Biollante suit was placed into storage, after which it became home to multiple stray cats found on the Toho lot.
Oh, fuck.
You know that thing fucking stunk.
We're trademarking it right now. We're going to make a Biollante cat house. Like fucking... Like one of those like towers they make for cats, you know?
Not this one. The very upright one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
gross. It took over 20 crew members to manipulate Biollante in its final form.
I believe it. That thing was just massive.
Yeah. And it had moving parts everywhere.
I mean, like, realistically, like, the Godzilla suit is probably, like, 7 feet tall, maybe. If yeah. you feel... Well, I mean, you think about it, like, the dude's face is probably, like, in the neck, so maybe there's, like, another foot and a half. Excuse me.
Oh, that's podcasting.
That's podcasting, yeah.
Jesus.
On top of the... Yeah, so maybe, like, 6.5, 7 feet tall. Again, Japan.
Yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, that Biollante suit's got to be at least 8 or 9 feet tall, because it was towering over Godzilla.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Director Kazuki Omori mentioned that while he liked Godzilla in his youth, he felt that he had outgrown the character and was more interested in Western films like James Bond series, The Great Escape, or The Sound of Music. Oh, did we hydrate?
We just got
to
hydrate.
I was waiting for you to be done so I could push the beer button.
Hit it.
God damn it. I forget it's connected to me burping.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we unlocked the code.
With regards to his views on Godzilla, Omori stated that although movies are more or less in some ways unreal or complete fabrication, Godzilla seems like the biggest fabrication of them all. He wasn't enthusiastic to make a Godzilla film and felt the series had been bogged down by its conservative production methods. Despite this, Omori was sought out by producers to reinvigorate the series for a younger generation. Omori's desire to make a James Bond-esque film is the reason behind the movie's spy subplot and greater focus on human action. This stylistic change led to the Heisei era series taking a more overt influence from Hollywood films than the prior entries in the series, with fellow screenwriter Wataru Mimuri noting Omori's affinity for Hollywood films. So basically, a guy that didn't want to make Godzilla movies got stuck making a Godzilla movie, and now we have a
half-decent
Godzilla movie.
A dude who really likes James Bond got forced to make a Godzilla movie, so we got a plot about this fucking shitty assassin driving around in a goddamn Toyota.
Yeah.
Like a Camry.
It's just infuriating.
Yeah.
It's infuriating. Now, just let the people that want to make Godzilla movies, please.
Yeah. Hey, maybe that guy makes a fucking spy movie without Godzilla in it.
Like, yeah! Then, like, maybe it would have been a... Probably not, but maybe it would have been a good movie. Scenes with different animation techniques were tested during production. A scene using stop motion was created where Godzilla battled Biollante's tendrils. Another scene used a glowing anime Biollante to devour Godzilla. These scenes were removed by the special effects director Koichi Kawakita. God damn, I can't read. Because they did not match the rest of the film. One scene that Kawakita ultimately regretted deleting featured Godzilla in the middle of Lake Ashi, surrounded by a countryside of blooming flowers. Yeah, that would have been awesome. Like that sounds beautiful. Like, we've gone over this before. Like, you can have a monster movie that has beautiful moments in it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Look at Howl from Beyond the Fog. The entire fucking movie is beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't need stop motion. I don't need
or the anime scene. Yeah, no, that is a good call cutting that shit.
Yeah, like that's we're good there. Totally fine. After the middling box office return, Toho believed it was the result of Biollante being an unfamiliar kaiju to fans. So Toho decided to bring back old enemies of Godzilla for the next few films, beginning with Godzilla vs. King Ghidorah in 1991.
Yeah, they do go back to basics for the next couple of movies with just Ghidorah and fucking Mothra.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta do that every now and then. Like, but, like, especially with a series this fucking long.
Yeah, but then after that we get fucking Space Godzilla, we get Destroyer.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Mecha Godzilla for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was...
It was Godzilla versus Mecha Godzilla 2, and then there was like something... Was it what? Not Terror of Mecha Godzilla?
Yeah. No.
Because that was from the 70s, I think.
Terror of Mecha... Was Terror of Mecha Godzilla the first one? with Mechagodzilla and King Caesar and all that shit?
Maybe. I want to say this comes up. We'll find out in the better known as. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Oh, excuse me. Let's see here. The shots of Godzilla moving in the ocean were filmed in Toho's big pool, which Toho used for the water scenes in all of their tokusatsu films from 1960 to 2004. So apparently they just have a huge pool. They're just like, this looks like the ocean.
44 years of Godzilla ball sweat just swirling around in that pool.
It's just ball sweat and piss.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get out of the suit.
It's all going in the tank. Yeah.
Nothing will grow in that water.
In fact, it takes life from several things.
Even the skeeters die in it. Ugh. Disgusting. This was the first Godzilla film to use remote-operated miniatures for flying vehicles, such as helicopters. On the other hand, the Mazer vehicles were manipulated with wires hidden under their miniatures.
All right, kind of like a slot car.
Yeah. Oh, man. I used to love racing slot cars.
Hell yeah.
Was awesome. Or you remember, like, you used to go to the fair and there was like the giant fucking slot car?
Yes, yeah. Holy shit. That is an unlocked memory.
Right? Yeah, right. Oh, man. The Godzilla suit weighed 242 pounds, while the second suit used for the water scenes was 176 pounds. That's a lot of costume.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, tipping over, like, in the water tank with that? Yeah, you'd just die. Would just die.
There were probably corpses in the fucking water. No, we couldn't pick them up. He just died.
They're in the tank. They'll dissolve eventually. Yeah.
Won't be there forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was a story writing contest for this movie. Right? It was all fan submitted.
That's always a good... Yeah, we can't think of a story. You guys do it.
Yeah. So the story writing contest held for the movie produced over 5,000 entries. Among them were story concepts which had Hitler controlling Godzilla along with other unusual ideas. Right? Yeah.
I mean,
like Mecha Fuhrer?
Yeah, in Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah... That's the one where Godzilla is like the reanimated corpses of all the soldiers that died in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Like, what the fuck? So, like, somebody was holding on to that idea, like, for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dark. That is so dark.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is the last trivia fact for the evening. The Biollante head was donated to a university, subsequently being lost in a fire.
Huh.
So we're going to leave on a downer.
Also, I'm going to say, Robot Hitler, don't rule that out for your 2025 bingo card. The way things are going.
Ugh.
Oh, everything is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Mine was a reference to a song.
Yeah. That's it for the trivia?
That is it.
All right, let's move on. To the better known as. We are going to start off with the three directors of this film, apparently.
That's too many.
Yeah, exactly. Number one, Kazuki Omori. Is this the dude who had a bunch of Godzilla films under his belt? Possibly.
TJ, I don't know if the cats were in the head when it burnt, but I can hope. Well, let me just get this to the ready.
Yeah.
Watch him not do it now.
Yeah, just to fuck with us.
I'm drinking it anyway.
Yeah. That was a small sip. I gotta slow down.
I think. Not.
Yeah. The syrup beer really took it out of me. Oh, you're still finishing that syrup beer.
I just finished it.
That is going to be like the most refreshing beer you've ever had in your entire life. Yeah. Yeah, there's the fucking, you first see it in the lake.
Yeah. Oh, god damn that Miller High Life.
Oh.
The champagne of beers.
Fuck yeah.
God damn right it is.
All right. Directed a short in 2017, Godzilla Monster War. Before that, he directed Godzilla Final War. So we probably talked about him before.
We had to have.
Godzilla Tokyo SOS. Godzilla Against Mechagodzilla. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was 2002.
Yeah, but he didn't direct that. They just used clips
from
movies he directed in that.
Gotcha.
Same as...
So it's probably from Destroya. Oh, no. Also earlier clips. Not from Space Godzilla.
God damn.
It's got to be all the clips from this movie.
It has to be. I think this is the only one he directed.
Oh, and from King Ghidorah, too.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah. So yeah, he did this one and King Ghidorah.
Yeah.
Other than that, that is it. Up next, director number two, Koji Hashimoto. This dude directed a shitload of Godzilla over the years.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Directed All Monsters Attack in 1969. Invasion of the Astro Monster.
That's the one where Ghidorah got fucking curb stomped, right?
That's Destroy All Monsters. Monsters Attack was like the sequel to that.
Okay.
Invasion of the Astro Monster, 1965. Frankenstein vs. Baragon, 1965. Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster, 1964. King Kong vs. Godzilla in 1962 or 3, depending on... Oh, he's third assistant director. I'm sorry. Those are ones he's assistant directors on. Excuse me. Also directed Godzilla... Earlier clips. Godzilla Tokyo SOS, earlier clips. Destroya, earlier clips. Ghidorah, earlier clips.
Godzilla 1985.
Okay, so he directed 85. Gotcha.
And Return of Godzilla.
Same movie.
Oh, okay. What's one of the American release?
Yeah, 85 is American. Return of Godzilla is the Japanese one.
Got a question in the chat. Which one is the one where they make Godzilla the avenging spirits of the victims of the A-bombs or whatever that
We just talked about that one. That was Godzilla Mothra King Ghidorah Tokyo SOS, I think, is the second part of that. Yeah.
He just passed it, actually. But,
Wait, down, you said?
Down. No. Down.
It would be up. It's not here.
Or is it down?
Oh, it's right. He's director.
Yeah. Tokyo SOS.
Yeah. No, that's not it then.
Oh.
There's another, like, it's like three names and then subtitle.
Mm.
All Out Attack, maybe, or something like that. I think it'll probably come up in the remaining credits. Kenjiro Omori, director number three. I think he has nothing.
That's assistant director all time shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just did uncredited earlier clips. So he probably did shit from 85 that he didn't get a credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Toru Menegishi was Lieutenant Goro Gondo in this. This was a rough, better known as to research, because there's just like all Japanese movies.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. There had to have been a reason I saved this person.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say some other Godzilla movie.
Probably...
Oh, Hard Boiled.
Hard Boiled, 1997.
Oh, that's not the other one then.
Yeah. Why the fuck did I save this person?
I don't know.
I might have just forgot. Oh, that's why. 1990, they were in a movie called Big Boobs Buster. It's got 5.9 stars.
Yeah. About that.
That's why. That's why. I'm curious. Original title, Kionyu Hanta. A young woman has rejected you to her flat chest and seeks revenge on all the well-endowed girls around her.
I've seen weaker plot in movies.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Jesus Christ.
How many of the photos they can actually show on IMDb?
Anyway.
Oh, boy. They showed that one.
Yasuku Sawaguchi was in this movie.
Oh, that was Giant Monsters All Out Attack.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, with the most asshole title
ever. Yeah, that is a fucking... The entire name of the movie is Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, : Giant Monsters All Out Attack.
Yeah.
Anyway, this woman was in 288 episodes of some show called The Woman of RSI. Excuse me, SRI. I'm guessing that's a Japanese TV show.
One would think.
But she was also a voice in Spirited Away in 2001.
That's an amazing movie.
I really probably should watch that movie.
You for sure should. Like, okay, set aside the fact that it's anime.
Yeah.
That is a movie-ass movie.
All right.
Like, for real.
All right. I believe you. I gotta get over that anime hump.
That was my first foray into anime. Now I watch all sorts of stupid shit.
Oh, great. Yeah, like, turn into art.
Fucking JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Exactly. Fucking, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Fucking kook.
Our group text, half the time they're talking about things. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
It's not my fault.
What is up with these space Nazis? Like,
wait, when did we talk about space Nazis?
Whatever!
Oh, that's just hold the on. News. Wait, sorry.
Never did.
Oh. She was also in Godzilla 85.
Mm. Weren't we all?
Yeah. Koichi Ueda.
That's so fucking cool. That looks so fucking cool.
Yeah.
God damn.
Koichi Ueda was Joint Chief. Yeah. Joint Chief of Staff Yamaji. Has also been in a shitload of Godzilla movies.
Fucking Joint Chief of Hash.
Yeah, Joint Committee after the show, bro.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that we missed a very good joke from TJ Lamb.
Oh.
If you don't refrigerate your Gucci after opening it, you run the risk of having sour Gucci.
All right. All
yes,
out.
I like that.
That's gross.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, recover from that.
I don't think we're going to top Big Boobs Squad or whatever the fuck.
Big Boobs Squad.
Buster. It was, yeah. Big Boobs Buster.
Yeah.
She's mad at Big Boobs.
That's it. Old Dick.
Now, if it's somebody mad at Old Dick.
It's just OLDK.
It's not Old Dick. It's Old Dick.
The Old Dick.
But it's Old Dick. Leave me alone.
Yeah. It's Christmas and Godzilla Final Wars. Godzilla Tokyo SOS. Godzilla Against Mechagodzilla, Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, : Giant Monsters All Out Attack. Godzilla vs. Megaguirus.
That's the one that the guy who directed Minus One was really inspired by.
Okay, I've never seen that one. Now I gotta fucking watch it. Anyway, yeah. Why am I bitching? I like watching Godzilla movies.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. Now I gotta watch a Godzilla movie. I based my entire personality on my love of Godzilla movies. I've got to watch one. Putz.
Fuck you. Godzilla 2000. Return of Mothra 3. Like I said, a lot of fucking Godzilla movies this dude's in. Shall We Dance? I thought it was one of those like weird mid-2000s like dance movies, but it apparently is not.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, Godzilla vs. Space Godzilla, Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla 2, The Last Dance. That was definitely one of those fucking mid-90s, like, dance, excuse me, mid-2000s dance movies.
No, Save the Last Dance.
Whatever. Same fucking movie.
I don't think so.
We're just repeating ourselves at this point. He's in all the other Godzilla movies from this
Yakuza
era.
Yakuza Ladies 3.
Ooh.
That's spicy.
Yeah. Spicy.
Actually, those all look like porns.
A taxing woman. Hmm. 5 seconds till climax, time escapade.
No, I'm pretty sure he was a porn actor.
He or she, I'm not sure. I honestly don't know if this is a man or a woman.
All the pictures look like an old man.
Captured mother and daughter, She-Beast. Yeah. Office love behind closed doors. Yeah.
What?
Whoa! We're not saying it. We're not saying it. No. No.
Where is it? R-word mansion.
Yeah.
What?
We're up to two shows where we haven't said that word.
Rhymes with vape.
You know, what year is that?
85.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, for reference.
Link to the chat.
Oh, here we go. Now it's official.
Yeah.
Office lesbians, office ladies, colon, lesbians in uniforms. Oh. Flight attendant. Woman who wets her fingers.
That's what I said oh to.
Yeah.
She beast with two backs. Nice, TJ.
See, but now, as you get further back, you start to wonder, are those porns again or not?
Scanty panty doll? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a fucking porn.
I'm sorry. We here on this show value nothing if not accuracy, so we're going to read the whole fucking name of that movie, okay? It is, in fact, Scanty Panty Doll, colon, Pungent Aroma.
These are my favorite bits, is when somebody has been in porn and we get to read the titles.
It's so good.
This should be a show on its own. Just us giddily reading porn titles.
I'll never not laugh at them.
But is Cabaret Diary a porn or a real movie?
Well, you have to watch it to find out.
Anything can be a porn if you try really hard.
Yeah, that's true. Godzilla versus the Skinny Panty Doll.
Yeah, apparently when they weren't sticking a dick into something or getting a dick stuck under them, they appeared in an episode of Kamen Rider. Kamen Rider. To be fair, we don't know if that's not a porno or not.
Grasshopper-like motorcycle-riding cyborg. Wait, what?
Oh, you've never...
You Kamen Rider?
What the hell is Kamen Rider?
That's that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's Shin Kamen Rider, which you should watch because it's fucking banana boats.
Like Power Rangers on acid, basically? Yeah. All right. I want to say we have porn in our last entry here also. Oh, God, that doesn't sound good.
Porn in your entry.
We are.
Welcome to my home. Yeah. Here is my porn.
Kosuke Toyohara. No, I think this person was actually in legitimate movies. That's
like,
what, yeah.
Good shit, yeah.
He was recently in Tokyo Vice on HBO Max for 12 episodes. But he was also...
Have you seen that?
I watched the first season, and it was just like, it was...
I think I watched the first, like, half of an episode, and I was just like, you haven't got me yet.
Yeah, it got kind of good, and then, like, when it came back, I was just like, you know what? I'm free of this. I'm out. But he was also in Mr. Baseball with fucking Tom Selleck, 1992.
I fucking recognize that mustache anywhere.
Yeah. And that is it for the bigger stuff that they're in. That's the only reason I saved him.
Okay, hold on. This is going to sound gross, and I understand that. And it's probably one of the weirdest things I'm ever going to say on the show. I wonder what Tom Selleck's mustache smells like.
Pussy. Yeah.
I'm thinking sandalwood.
These days?
Well, yeah, not so much these days.
No, in the 80s it smelled like straight fucking crotch.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the clarification, crotch, because it was the 80s. You don't know.
Yeah. Could have been a lot of fucking coke, man.
It smelled like cocaine and crotch.
Yeah.
Now it probably smells like Metamucil and sandalwood, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We are going to move on to the crapshoot. Went to the movies Saturday night.
Did you watch The Brutalist?
No, I would still be watching it if I went on Saturday night. No, we saw Companion, which was pretty good.
Which one is that?
It's the one with Jack Quaid and Sophie Thatcher is the girl's name. The girl from Heretic. Okay. She's one of the two girls. She is like a gynoid of some sort.
What?
She's a fuck robot. Yeah. And like she ends up like, you know, fucking rebelling against the dude, and like it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he a Quaid of the Quaids?
He is of the Quaids, of the of the Ryan Quaids, yes.
Oh, not the Randy Quaids.
No.
Dennis Quaids.
Yeah, of the formerly respectable Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
No,
Dennis Quaid, I think, is still respectable. Randy Quaid is not. Oh, did he do something that I didn't know about?
He's got some interesting political views. Anyway, yeah, it was pretty good. I did enjoy it. I mean, considering like the last couple of movies we've seen have been fucking shit fests.
Yeah.
I think Wolfman.
Excuse me, Wolfman?
Wolfman. I saw something after that too. I don't remember.
You did?
Yeah. I don't remember. It's gone. But no, that one was pretty good. It kind of dragged a little bit, but the ending really like kind of turned it around.
Did it?
Yeah. So like I watched shit on TV here as well.
I don't know. I started watching The Dark Side of Comedy.
How was that?
It's dark.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
So when I saw that there was a comedy one, like I put it off for a long time.
Generally speaking, yeah, people who are, you know, comedians and like jokey people generally have some fucked up shit going on.
Well,
yeah.
The fucking first episode of the series is Chris Farley.
Yeah.
So it starts out with a fucking bang. And then there was like the rise and downfall of Andrew Dice Clay.
All right.
Did I watch another one or was that it? That might have been it for what I watched, but like I'm gonna go back and finish it. Like, because it's good. It's like they do it well.
Just realized I haven't watched the new Matlock yet.
I did. Episode 8? 9?
Oh, 9. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta get back on that.
Yeah. I stand by the fact that it would still be a better show without the like corporate lawyer spy network shit, like her trying to like crack the case of her daughter's.
Yeah, but like, it's been like the thing with her and her husband was pretty good, where he like tried to do it and like,
yeah,
he, you know, it caused like a big fight with them and like that was pretty good. And
no, I'm not saying it's good. It's not good.
But I also like that she's starting to like feel like remorse and like, you know, consequences from like involving her grandkid in this.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty fucking good. I like that.
Yeah. That ran its course.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know what I watched. That just reminded me. Thank you, TJ. I watched the new Star Trek movie.
I heard it was kind of good. No?
I've seen worse movies, but this is not fucking great.
You've definitely seen worse Star Trek movies.
Yeah, oh, shit, yeah.
And I haven't even seen this one, and I know that there's worse Star Trek movies.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle Yeoh's pretty good.
Like Star Trek, the motion picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad.
Which only existed to sell color televisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
V'ger is a good villain.
Star Trek, the motion picture is a bad movie.
No! No! I'm going to make Bridget watch it.
Which has nothing to do with me.
And she's going to agree with me that it's a great film.
No.
It literally only existed to sell, I think, like RCA color televisions.
Oh, every Star Wars movie exists to sell toys.
Not the first one.
Well, other than the first one, obviously, yes.
This is the Godzilla fight I was talking about, where all the fucking he's fighting all like the tentacles and shit.
Yeah, dude, it's good. And he's got like the radiation.
Yeah. Yeah, Bylan, he's busting open, all that shit's like oozing out.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's such a great monster fight.
Yeah. Back to the Star Trek movie. It's clearly I don't know if it was a scrapped TV show that they made into a movie.
Pretty sure it was supposed to be an offshoot
show from Voyage Discovery. Discovery, yeah, yeah.
But then they were like, ah, just make a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it was, or if it was a setup for like another maybe series. I mean, like, if they do a series, like, I could get behind it. Like, I don't know, it's definitely a TV movie, let's just say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine. I watched a whole mess of On Patrol Live.
Just stepped up to take over for Cops.
It is the best, like, put something on because I don't give a shit show.
That, like...
Because you guys just like, oh my god, these people are trash.
Like, that is a group activity that I kind of do miss from the early 2000s.
Watching Cops?
Hanging around with a bunch of people just drinking, watching Cops. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at these scumbags.
Yeah.
As I'm drinking my fourth 40 of the day.
Oh my god. Yeah. Of the day? Yeah. It started when the sun was up.
Yeah, it is a boring movie.
Oof. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What the fuck else did I? Severance came back this week, which is a pretty good show.
Yeah. I started replaying Grim Dawn.
What one's that one?
It's a video game very much like Diablo.
All right.
You pick a class to start with after level like 3 or 5 or whatever, and then a little later on in the game you pick a second class, and then you try to merge your skills to look for synergies within the classes and stuff. But it's rad because, like, it's a fantasy game, right? But it's, like, post-apocalyptic at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's a giant cataclysm called the Grim Dawn. And it basically just, like, decimated the world. And there's these things, the ancient beings called Aethrels, which are trying to take back over.
All right.
Like, the humans, gods, like... got rid of them, like they were like they banished them from the earth, and then now they're trying to come back. But I'm playing it because I bought the DLC, one of the DLCs like a million years ago, but I'm replaying it now. So like the Necromancer class is available, so it's awesome. Because anytime I can, I will play a necromancer.
Yeah, like Diablo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually got on board with a video game this week, too. Also, I came to a heartbreaking fucking realization on Saturday. I woke up. I was just like, you know what? Like, I was bored playing Star Wars Outlaws. I'm like, I need a new game. I'm like, I want a fucking shooter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go out. Hit up GameStop. Let me fucking see what they got. Like, I wanted to look at the used games.
Yeah.
That's not like a thing you can do anymore.
Not really.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I went to, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I usually go to the GameStop in Schenectady. Because like nobody goes there. Like it's usually like well stocked and like it's a big store. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, because I wanted to get something to eat too. So I was like, I'm driving around. I had a couple other stops to make. I'm like, I'll go to the one in Latham, you know, I'll fucking grab some food after. I think I had to go to Lowe's or something, so I went, I was going to go over there.
What's fucking Moe's, GameStop are right next to each other, right?
Lowe's, not Moe's.
No, it's what I'm saying.
Moe's,
then GameStop, and then you can go fucking Lowe's.
No, I was going to get explosive diarrhea somewhere else besides Moe's. I'm like, I roll in, I'm like, fucking GameStop's gone. I'm like, fuck. Let me go to the one colony. Because, you know, I didn't want to go there because I'm like, it's going to be fucking crowded. And, you know, everybody's going to Colony Center, but like, I can just go across the way. Go over. That one's fucking gone too.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck.
God damn.
Like, let me go to the one in Crossgates.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's Saturday at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's tiny and it's always packed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got there. I'm like, okay, it's still open. Thank Christ. I walk in, the used games are like in the corner, like next to the register, and like there's people standing there. And like I finally get my way through the people, and there's just a bunch of like broken down boxes blocking all the used games.
Yeah.
And there's like nothing game wise there. I'm like, yeah. Fuck. I'm like, well, I didn't want to go all the way out to Schenectady, but like, fuck it. I've already hit three GameStops. Like,
yeah.
Might as well go to the one in Schenectady. So I went to that one and fucking. They had more stuff, but it was just still like nothing that like.
It's because nobody trades in games anymore because everybody has caught on to the fact that GameStop sucks.
Yeah, yeah, and there's also no new games there either anymore. Like it's all like
it's all digital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, "Fuck!" I'm like, "This is depressing." Like,
yeah,
used to love just looking at the used games. Like, it's fucking
yeah.
You know what's not depressing?
What's that?
It is not. Actually, it is a depressant.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that sad moment driving home, like, man, like,
yeah.
GameStop is, like, gone. Like,
you'll have a little better luck, I think, with, like, some, like, mom-and-pop game shops, but, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Not much. Not
going to J Street for reasons.
No.
Yeah.
Like, there's Vortex and, was that, I think, technically Water Elite.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not going to have, like, new games. Like, the... All those places specialize in like old shit.
Yeah, yeah. But in the parking lot of the Schenectady GameStop, I ended up just opening up the PlayStation app on my phone. And I bought the new fucking Call of Duty, which I have fucking gotten addicted to.
Oh boy,
that's the one I was looking for. That's scratching the itch.
Yeah, that's the hit. That's the hit right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a while since I played a good shooter.
Yeah,
I think I've sat down to play maybe like three or four times and I'm like already like level 20 something in multiplayer. Like, yeah, yeah. I never
played multiplayer Call of Duty.
Oh, dude, it's so, because it's fast paced and like,
yeah,
it's just, it's like the adult version of playing Army with your kids when you were, you know, with your friend when you were kids, you know? Yeah.
I did play some online shooters, but like I played just like free ones that were like, that like that's all it was. There was no campaign. It was just like,
yeah, yeah. I don't know, like, why they make campaigns for these games anymore. Nobody plays them. Like
I did. Like I didn't play a lot of them, but like Ghosts was awesome. World at War was fucking amazing.
I think I played Ghosts. That might have been the last one. I think I played the Black Ops, the first Black Ops.
Yeah.
Campaign. That might have been the last one I played.
Otherwise, it's just multiplayer. I think I played the first Modern Warfare too. Just in campaign mode.
Those were the ones that got me hooked on multiplayer. Modern Warfare 1 and 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I am so back on the Call of Duty train. Like, yeah.
Oh, I just got, speaking of video games, so I just got Bullseye in Snap.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's
and,
a good one.
And made a deck with him, just focused on him.
Like a discard deck?
It's basically like a bunch of excuses to get a fistful of swarms and then activate.
Just dropping them all,
and
yeah.
Then not drop them all.
Activate, well, yeah, I mean,
when then you activate the, Bullseye.
The Bullseye thing, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I've got him in my discard deck. So, like, yeah, Swarm and Scorn is the other one he's good with, too.
Yes, I don't have Scorn.
Yeah. That one.
There's a lot of cards that I don't have.
That is like my discard deck MVP, because you can just keep discarding that fucker and he just keeps powering up and powering up cards. And
yeah, he's the cheap version of Apocalypse, right?
He's like Apocalypse, but also powers up cards that are on the table as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Snap Talk is back, folks. Snap! Oh, I got my compensation package, too, from the outage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Yeah! I'm just like, okay, cool. There's more.
Yeah.
There's more. I'm just like, it took me a half hour to suss out, like, everything and, like, spend all the rewards and, like,
yeah,
figure out what cards, well, yeah, I got.
They,
like,
gave us, what, like, they gave us, like, 5,000 tokens or whatever the fuck it was?
Because
it brought me up to, like, 11,000.
Same here. Yeah. I got 11,000 tokens, a couple thousand gold, a couple thousand credits.
It actually maxed out my gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the max out on gold?
10.
10K. No shit.
Yeah.
See, I usually have,
and
like,
it brought me up to like 11, but then I had to spend.
I usually have between like one and two just on hand, and then like once I get above that, I'll start spending it.
Yeah.
And then I spend it on Token Tuesday every week.
Too. Oh, wait, not gold. I didn't mean gold. Or tokens. Yeah.
Token. Okay. Not yeah. Gold. Yeah. Yeah. I have like good to know because I have like 10,000 something. Right. Tokens right now.
Yeah.
All right. Because
credits or whatever. Like, yeah. There's too many.
Exactly. Things. There's too much currency in that. I think it's credits.
Whatever you spend to upgrade your cards.
Credits.
So there's a credit limit.
All right. That's good.
Of like 10,000.
But I usually clean that out at the end of the night anyway. I spend anything I have on upgrades.
Yeah.
But yeah, then you get like 10 cards on top of all that and like boosters and fucking.
All the variants and stuff.
Yeah. So like, holy shit. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I got a sick Black Knight variant.
I didn't get Black Knight. I got a couple ones that I immediately put into my deck. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I think I only got one pixel one. Those are the worst.
I fucking hate pixels. I don't think I got any pixels in that package because I get them all the time everywhere else.
Yeah.
What else? Snap related while we're here.
I started playing again.
I noticed. Yeah. I'm not a fan of the Ares card. It's basically, it's a dick measuring contest, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, any of those, like, circumstantial, like, if this, then this, then this.
Yeah.
Like, fuck all that. I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Give me something simple.
You know, like the easiest version of that and something I will use from time to time was like what? Like, was it Black Hawk?
Where it's he's like, always on that damn game.
Where like it's your he gets a bonus based on how many cards are in your opponent's deck.
Oh, you Dark Hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I upgraded the shit out of my Guardians of the Galaxy deck because of all like the package that we got.
Oh yeah,
I've been trying to get them all with Cosmic Orange as the fucking border. Most of them now with Cosmic. I got like the core Guardians.
Do you like the Cosmic Rocket and Groot card?
I do. I don't play it in my Guardians deck though. I play it in my All Stars deck, like the experimental deck.
Yeah.
Because it is like. It is like a fuck with the opponent card.
It's fucking weird.
It takes a bit of, like, you gotta fucking just know, like, okay, I know they're gonna play a card here, you know, knowing when to move it, like, knowing they're gonna start playing cards at this other, or giving them, you know, forcing them to play at another location.
Yeah, and I guess then moving it there. If you reduce their lanes that they have available, yeah.
Yeah. So I do play that one.
Hmm.
Yeah. But then my Guardians deck is sick because it's all about the finishing move is getting out Ultron at the end with Patriot and Mystique beforehand. So all the Ultron drones are like super powered up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my, I love doing that. I love dropping that on people.
Yeah. It's gross. Those are not Guardians cards.
No, I swapped them out to get
my Killing Blow in my Guardians deck.
To what Mystique? I used that one to get the fill all locations like mission on the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So like I'm like, well, Ultron is kind of cosmic now, so I kept him in there.
Yeah.
And like, well, I just want to boost them up, so I put those other ones in there. But everybody else is fucking is Guardians.
Anytime I get those like the challenges to fill all locations, I'll use my Zoo deck. Because, like, everything's, like, a one cost or two cost. And then just, like, fill it the fuck out afterwards.
Yeah. All right, that's enough for Snap Talk. Yeah. I started the Shemp book last week. I read more of it this week.
Yeah.
It's really fucking good.
I bet.
It is a lot about, like, so far anyway, about how Mo is just kind of like a... was always, like, putting Shemp in, like, these stories where he was, like, the butt of the joke. To make Mo look better.
Yeah.
And, like, when people started digging into these stories, they realized, like, oh, yeah, Mo's full of shit.
Yeah.
Like, about a lot of, like, the known, like, Stooges history. Like, it's all filtered through Mo.
Yeah.
And, like, so it's none of it is, like, accurate.
Yeah. like I said, man, like Mo is the Johnny Ramone of the Stooges.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, good shit.
I haven't read anything. Not a goddamn thing.
Or the new West Coast Avengers. No. I don't know, like, West Coast Avenger hasn't been good since, like, the 90s. Like, I don't know. Seriously. They always keep trying to bring it back, and it's always, like, with a less-than-cool team.
Yeah, they're the West Coast Avengers.
Like, the best West Coast Avengers comic was The Mighty Avengers, and that was, like, 20 years ago. That was Snap-adjacent talk was what that was. It was still on Marvel.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
We had some Saratoga Comic-Con planning going on before the show started. Fuck, I can't wait.
You're a fucking menace.
Hey, I'm not the one who did it, all right?
I'm the enabler.
Yeah. You're a fucking menace.
It's true.
But no, we will be at Saratoga Comic-Con in some shape.
Bad shape.
Yeah. Bad shape.
Yeah. Bad.
That is May 3rd and 4th, I believe we deciphered.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can later on in the year, we'll be at Mid-Hudson Comic-Con.
Yep.
August 2nd and 3rd. That same weekend, I will be at Tampa Bay Comic-Con. No word on who I'll be talking with yet, but fuck, I can't wait. They're just starting to announce the guests and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I forget who they announced. It wasn't anybody, like, mind-blowing, but... Not the shit on the guests, but...
Yeah, but if it's anything like it was last year...
Yeah, it'll just keep ramping up. And then we'll be at Saratoga Comic-Con again in November. Maybe some stuff, you know, here and there between now and then, but we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give you some socials and some advice and get the fuck out of here. Our website is www.bigdomemonsters.com. You can find us on Facebook. No, you can't. That's not fixed.
Not yet. No, they're taking their time.
Oh, sons of bitches.
Yeah.
You used to be able to find us on Facebook. You can find us on Slasher, the all horror social network. We're Big Dumb Monsters podcast. If you have movies we should watch, beer we should drink, suggestions for the show, you want to hire us to do MC work, karaoke bullshit, trivia, who gives a shit? You want us there?
We got to hydrate. Sorry, I'm out. Yeah.
Got to hydrate.
Yeah.
I was waiting. I didn't want to interrupt.
You can email us at bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. And you can occasionally find us logged into our Steam account, Big Dumb Monsters.
And yes, TJ, Mid-Hudson and Tampa are the same weekend. We are covering the country this summer.
East Coast.
East Coast, yeah. East Coast part, anyway.
We'll get a West Coast presence later on.
Yeah, we're coming everywhere from Florida to New York.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you can check us out on Instagram and Threads at @big_dumb_monsters. When this show streams live, you can check it out every Monday night at 7:30 on Twitch 7:45. At 7:45 every Monday at 7:45 on Twitch and YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters. We are this close to hitting 200 followers on YouTube. So if you are not subscribed yet, please make sure you go there. You subscribe to us. Get us over that 200 mark. That'll be big for us.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Yeah. We have a t-shirt. Well, not just t-shirt shop. We sell all kinds of garbage. it's very quality merchandise. At TeePublic. You can go to TeePublic.com and just search for the Big Dumb Monster store there.
TJ, you are the fucking worst.
What happened?
Big Dumb Monster /JapanesePornHub.jp.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Pungent aroma.
Don't forget to show your ID if you live in Florida or Texas.
Use a VPN.
Yeah, yeah. I think we have some words of wisdom and then we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that'll do it. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.